We're back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. It is great to have your company this morning. Outpost Natural Foods has come a long way since it took root in 1970. That's when a group of Milwaukee residents pooled their resources to purchase food they considered wholesome and whole. The new store was called the East Cane Street Food Co-op. Shares sold for $2.50, and volunteers staffed the store. It later changed its name to Outpost. Now, several decades later, the store has grown to include branches around the metro area and even has market cafes in a downtown Milwaukee hospital and a YMCA in Brown Deer. And yesterday, Outpost celebrated the opening of its fourth store, this one in Mequon. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz visited as the shelves were being stocked and the finishing applied to learn about the co-op's big-picture vision of sustainability.
Teams are still cleaning up and planting trees outside as I make my way inside the store to meet Zach Heppner.
Heppner is Outpost's local buyer. He's not the first person I find in the store's loading dock. Store receiver Ryan Miracle and manager Tom Knipple are admiring their new gigantic green baler.
So what do you bale?
Cardboard.
So you mean after the stuff comes in, then you...
Well, after we put it on the shelf, then we bale the cardboard.
Yep. And then? What happens?
They're recycled. They're picked up.
Who picks them up, do you know?
I'm trying to figure out. I don't know the name of the place.
Newness is in the air. Inside the store, where everything seems to gleam, Luis Santiago is giving cafe tables another once-over. He's brand new to the Outpost team and seems excited to join the kitchen staff.
It's a brand new job for me.
How did you find out about it?
I got friends working in the company.
So you've done some cooking before?
Oh, not really. It's the first time.
So it's a brand new career.
Yes.
So what do you think your cooking specialty will become when you really get rolling?
I mean, I like the sandwiches, the salads. It's nice.
Still no Zach Heppner in sight, but Outpost Sustainability Manager Jessie Servi strolls in my direction. She's eager to talk about the stormwater and energy-saving strategies of the new Mequon structure.
Energy is one of our largest consumers as a retailer, and so in this store we had the opportunity to buy the most state-of-the-art energy-efficient equipment for the store. There's LED lights pretty much everywhere, except for some of the overheads in the parking lot as well. When it comes to water management, we were really able to capture all of our rainwater on site and manage it here.
That includes a massive rain garden system along the south and west sides. A Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District grant helped finance the project, and another system that funnels rain from the rooftop.
Storing them into underground cisterns, and that water will be used for the landscaping. Another cool thing that we do at some of the stores, and in this one as well, is the heat from the refrigeration system is reclaimed and used to heat water. Yeah, so that's another way we're able to save on energy. We also are using the reverse osmosis wastewater.
Serbi moves to the store entrance, where customers can fill up jugs of filtered drinking water. That's another area the store saves and recycles water. Serbi says for every gallon customers tap,
there's a gallon or more of wastewater.
And so why is that? I don't get it.
Because they're filtering it. So they're filtering out, it's a reverse osmosis filtration system.
All right. Now where does that water go?
So now the water gets pumped to a holding tank that's behind this wall that we can't actually see, but it's above the bathrooms. Yeah. Actually, if we go around the corner, I can. There is a little access. So it's not 100% of that water that gets put into the toilets because it does have a high mineral content. And so we do add
some city water
to mix with that to put into the toilet.
She says sustainability goes beyond capturing and flushing water. It includes, when possible, repurposing. The store footprint stands on what was once a house and barn. Those buildings were carefully deconstructed to pull out as much usable materials and artifacts as possible. Ladders found in the barn serve as display racks. Servi says several trees had to be removed from the lot to make way for the store, so she looked for ways to make up for that loss. She points to the store's north wall, paneled in various types and shades of wood.
So that wall, for example, that you see on the far corner is all urban wood. Trees that come down across the city from things like the Emerald Ash Borer, instead of going to wood chip, the city of Milwaukee has been directing them to a mill, and hopefully that wood goes to a higher use, and this is an example of that.
Jessie Servi not only approaches her job with a master's in business in hand, she's also a certified permaculture designer, so says she's super keen on what's planted outside the store, besides the permeable pavement and massive rain garden.
There's 5 pear trees out on the west side of the building that we'll be able to pick from and use in our cafe. We're going to have a kitchen garden that's going to be managed by our staff, where we're going to be growing herbs and vegetables for the cafe. I have a whole raspberry line, about 60 feet of raspberries.
Outpost's vision is to source an ever-increasing amount from local and regional producers. Servi says that goal comes with a laundry list of criteria.
The factors include organic. We look at the nutritional content, the environmental impact, the type of additive or natural preservative. There are a whole list of preservatives that we won't allow in the store and that we've had to pull, even though customers like it, because they say, nope, this has this product and we don't believe that's safe. So we'll pull it off the shelf.
It's the job of Zach Heppner, yes, the fellow I've been waiting for, to seek out local while balancing that weighty list. Heppner is
a local purchasing specialist. I'm trying to find local and regional products for all the stores.
Heppner has his job cut out for him. Outpost's goal is to source 75% of its total sales locally, or at least regionally, by the year 2022. Right now, the business has achieved 29%.
So, Zach, where do you see the greatest potential right now of upping that percentage?
It's a constant struggle, but I'll give you a great example. We just recently brought in a Greek yogurt called Odyssey Yogurt out of Monroe, Wisconsin. And it's less expensive and I think better tasting and higher quality than some of the national brand Greek yogurts. And we're selling what I would call a very large volume for having just brought it on. I think we sold somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,500 units of their yogurt in the month of April. And we only brought it on in the month of April. This is a situation where an established creamery, Klondike Creamery, built a brand new Greek yogurt facility in September of 2013 to kind of capitalize on that trend. And I think it's only going to grow. Another interesting one to point out is, and it sometimes goes in the opposite direction, we actually had less local sales in bread in 2013 than we did in 2012. And I think that, I would have to go back and verify all my numbers, but I think that it was kind of the gluten-free trend. And national brands like Udi's doing a really, really good job of having a good-tasting, inexpensive, gluten-free bread available. And I think that our customers have really responded to that and maybe moved away from some of the local vendors that we sell.
Heppner says it's his job to balance the diverse interests of the co-op's many members.
We have, like, I think, over 18,000 owners for sure, if not close to 18,500. And we have customers that are shopping for, that are just transitioning into natural foods. So they're looking for, they're a little more price sensitive, or we have people that, you know, that are looking for an inexpensive way to eat better. But then we try to cater to our owners that are really passionate about organics. So we try to offer a wide selection of that. And then we have owners that are really passionate about local. And we have owners that are passionate about all of those things. So we try to offer as broad a range of products as possible.
Right now, one of the products that's on its way up is a libation served on tap in the store's cafe called kombucha.
Kombucha is a fermented green and or black tea. Basically, you ferment it, and it's like a living, digestive drink. So when you're drinking it, it has they call it a SCOBY or a mother. It has live bacteria in it. And people drink it for all sorts of reasons. They drink it for vitality, digestive aid. But this is a local kombucha vendor, Tapawat Kombucha, and they're out of Sister Bay. They're great. They were amazing partners in working with us and getting this program implemented. Being distributed by a local Wisconsin distributor and brought to our stores, we can get that 3 days a week, and we get their kegs of kombucha. It's great. It cuts down on bottle waste. It's a unique product. It tastes better. It ages. It has a great character. Yeah, it's really, really cool.
As I sampled the black raspberry, Heppner shares his passion for the product.
I'm safe in saying that we're the first grocery store in Wisconsin to offer kombucha on tap.
For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Zach Heppner is local purchasing specialist for Outpost Natural Foods. Jessie Servi is its sustainability manager. They talked with WUWM's Susan Bentz at the just-opened Mequon branch of the Outpost Natural Foods Co-op. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks, as always, for tuning in today. We're looking forward to having you join us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect. It's all on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next. It's 11 o'clock.